a program called Water for All.
At least 2 billion people in the world live in extreme poverty, and many of them live in rural areas. They have to get their water from streams and rivers. They get it from wells, from pumps, because they don't have a piped water supply to their houses. And Water for All enables young people to understand what can go wrong for people who don't have access to a very reliable water supply. Perhaps in Europe and in other developed countries, we haven't really thought very much about it because we tend to take water for granted. Water comes out of our taps all the time, and we all have toilets in our house. So we don't really have any worries about water and sanitation. But for most people in the world, it isn't like that.
Is there a food crisis coming because of water shortages?
Climate change is making it difficult for people to manage their agriculture and their crop cycles because climate change is making the supply of water very unpredictable. There is also a lot less water in some places, which is meaning that people are finding it difficult to grow food. A lot more water is being used for industrial purposes, which is depriving people of water for growing food. So certainly water shortages and climate change are a major factor in the food crisis.